Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
All right, so on Friday, we wrapped up a week-long broadcast at Xfinity Live in the Wells Fargo Center parking lot for Camp Out for Hunger year number 22. And we had a great time, and we had, you know, a huge turnout, lots of people, loads of support. It was a wonderful week.
New location by yards from where we were before, so just a couple of things that we adjusted to.
Yeah.
From day one, though, Preston, I think you and I, and we never do this, we never place goals. We, you know, we just go for it and see what will happen. I think you and I noticed that there was something in the air that represented an extra zeal and an extra level of generosity.
Yeah, the hope is that we can surpass the year before.
Yeah.
And I never really put a number on anything. This year, however, I did have a number in mind. We didn't talk about it at all, so I don't know what you guys had in mind, but I did have a number in mind and would have been really excited if we would have hit that number. But I know that, you know what, I didn't really jot any notes down. I don't have anything planned here to say. We did a lot of thank yous.
Would it be easier for you to sing it?
This moment. No. I know we did a lot of thank yous from the Camp Out for Hunger on Friday as we wrap things up, but, you know, there are loads of people to thank, and we will continue to as, you know, the year goes on.
Yeah.
Because we'll always remember, oh, yeah, remember that person and this guy and so-and-so, and the memories will start to pop up, and there's a lot compacted in the course of 5 days, and we get really, really tied up and busy, and then we're exhausted afterwards.
It's a whirlwind, and we had so much that was going on in the afternoons of every day as well, not only the morning broadcast, but then everybody, the other, you know, Pierre and Jackson and Jackie and everybody showing up to keep everything going. It sort of flew by, was my perception. Was that yours as well?
Yeah, very much so. Absolutely. But we got numbers here, folks. All right?
All right.
Ready to reveal this stuff? For your efforts, friends, we want to say thank you. And I think you're going to be very, very happy with the numbers that have come in. So just to give some perspective, last year, the Camp Out for Hunger 2018, a whopping 1.8 million pounds of food was collected. And that's 913 tons of food. This year, the Camp Out for Hunger... Let me say that again. This year, the Camp Out for Hunger, you managed to raise, listen to this, over 2.6 million pounds of food. Unbelievable. That went so far past
stratospheric
what I was hoping for. 2.6 million, that's 1,339 plus tons of food. I don't even know how many tractor trailers that fills.
My brain isn't powerful enough.
2.6 million pounds, that's almost a million pounds more than last year.
Oh, my gosh.
And so the number that I had in mind was 2 million.
2 million.
Was to get to 2 million would have been... awesome. And to go well past that, I mean, way past that 2.6 million pounds of food.
In 1 year, we're now within striking distance of 3 million pounds.
Oh, my God. And that's not all. Not only did you bring out food, you brought out cash, and we raised $200,000. To go along with 2.6 million pounds of food, and that's going to buy a lot of much-needed supplies and more food for Philabundance. So it's just an astronomical number. So congratulations, everybody, each and every person.
So from every person and from people that have donated over the years and newbies, people coming by and say, I brought this, but I brought this year, kept hearing it from people. They were really... making the effort at work or whatever, you were noticing increases. And the companies, starting off with like Acme and Bimbo and Campbell's and Xfinity and Fred Beans and on and on and on. The amounts were higher. And of course, Subaru coming in on Friday with, they were responsible for 700,000 pounds. Crazy.
Yeah. When we finished the camp out on Friday, we all kind of gather in the RV for a little bit and get our stuff together and then, you know, go about the rest of our lives and leave for the weekend. And Kathy sort of made an offhanded comment, but it's been sticking with me ever since, which was, we can never not do this. And, and I've been thinking about that since you said it, Kath, because Philabundance and the region and everything, what Philadelphia is able to do throughout the entire week is astronomical and the amount of food that comes in.
Well, when honestly, when Beasley, you know, became the company that owns the whole cluster here and stepped in, one of the things we said when we were talking about all the stuff was, you know, camp out, it's important. And they immediately embraced it and knew, because you're right, Nick, there's, I mean, for what Philadelphia does in the, I mean, Philadelphia, I mean, all the surrounding areas, everyone who participates on this 1 week, what they managed to put in stock and on shelves, that'll stay and replenish those shelves well through the rest of the year. You've got to have it. It always has to be here, you know?
Yeah. I'm blown away by that number. Casey gave us the rundown and he had gotten the information first and told us yesterday. I was like, dude, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to be kidding me that it was that much.
So how much more than year one is this amount?
This is, I'd have to do the math, but we got 2,000 pounds that first year. And now kids bring by 2,000 pounds.
There was a kid who brought by, who was out around his neighborhood, who brought, I think it was 1,200 pounds of food.
Yeah.
Astonishing.
Yeah. And people, what the beauty of this is, people want to outdo their own efforts every year.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
It becomes a goal for them.
I love getting texts from friends and family and people that have stopped by year after year and say, hey, last year I did this much and this year I did this much. And like, they outdo themselves.
Well, you know what happens? And again, and it's a point that's not said just to, you know, to talk, if you bought one bag of food, when that family or those families sit down to have that food on whatever night or whatever day, that food is every bit as important as the largest amount delivered. It all means something. So whatever your contribution was, congratulations.
Oh,
this
is
amazing.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and go work at a soup kitchen or a food pantry or something along those lines. So if you just want to get an idea of, or get some faces to sort of go along with what your donation's all about, and you'll see. And kind of piggybacking on this idea of, outdoing what you did the year before, this is kind of has like the cardboard classic thing where people come out. First, they'll come out and just kind of watch, and then the next year they'll come out and they'll participate, and then the wheels start turning. It happens every single year.
I met a lot of newbies. Mm-hmm. First time at the camp out, and then I've been receiving emails the past couple of days from people, how do I volunteer for next year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like,
well, and you know what's good, too, is the, like, I was thinking there are some people that we haven't seen in years. Like, I remember seeing this one woman, and I had mentioned her, and I think Nick said to me, he was like, no, she still comes every year. The event has just gotten so big that, sometimes we don't necessarily put these people on the air, but Lisa D'Annunzio, I saw her name on the list. She has still come.
I saw her running around there, and it was just kind of a wave, hey, you're here!
Yeah.
But we're so busy, and there's so much going on that it's hard to keep track of everybody.
It also becomes this thing where in the morning we have this, this massive blowout show. We have all of this stuff going on, and thank you for coming on to be a part of that. And then Pierre picks up the torch, and he's handling his things and attends to that. And so throughout the day, it's all going on. That's why, yesterday we were saying that if you did come down and you didn't see anybody or whatever, it wasn't because you were being blown off. It's because there's so much going on that we apologize for that, but what you did meant the world to us, and what you did means the world and will mean the world to the people who received the food you brought down.
Thousands and thousands of people came by and donated, and organizations, countless organizations, whether it be the ROTC guys, and there were a couple of different, groups that rocked it down. And we really do wish we could give praise and thanks to every single one of you guys that came out. And, unfortunately, it's just, it's not possible, but we do our best.
Yeah.
And as you guys that are coming down to donate are the wheels are spinning, you're trying to figure out how you can, do better next year. We're doing the same exact thing. We're taking notes all day and all week long of, okay, all right, oh, this worked, this didn't work. All right, oh, I got an idea for next year. So we're all collectively.
Yeah.
Trying to make next year better.
2.6 million pounds, every bit covers. But there are some people that go above and beyond, and we want to point those out. So every year we set out an incentive, and the first
The first category or largest contribution by weight from a business group or organization. And that's our largest one. So we have first, second, and third place. First place is we, the President and Steve Show, come to your place of business, and we do our entire show one morning. It's a four-plus-hour commercial for your place of business. Second place, Pierre Robert, live broadcast, broadcasting legend, same thing. Comes to your business, does a live broadcast. It's essentially a four-hour commercial for your business. And third place is an actual commercial ad schedule on MMR for the first quarter. It's $20,000. Schedule that you win as well. So we'll reveal that, and then I'll go through the largest individual donations by day. We had some prizes each and every day, but I figured we'd just go ahead and lead with the big one. So Casey, a drum roll, please.
Okay.
And we'll reveal who won first place. And it's no big secret that a live broadcast from the Preston and Steve Show is headed back once again to Subaru of America.
Yeah!
Subaru of America pulled it off, as I'm sure you caught if you're tuning in that particular morning, Friday, a massive jump in their collection as well. They donated 736,290 pounds, which the previous year, 2018, they did 554,000 pounds. So they
staggering
skipped it way up.
Staggering. Man.
So thank you to Matt Ritter and company for once again rallying the troops and doing what they do over at Subaru, which is following through on their word.
Matt got emotional, more so than other years. He had every right to be. The employees and the owners and all the people, all the Subaru dealerships that stepped up deserved every bit of that emotion.
Yep.
They just killed it.
Yep. So when we did the live broadcast last year, we waxed his knuckles. I think this year we waxed his nuts. Because
the whole thing. No.
Yes. We can't get any bigger than
anal bleaching.
Yeah, we'll go to places that even his wife has
unbelievable.
Never been before.
He won't even know where we are.
No. Second place. And this is awesome that the Pierre live broadcast is headed to do a show with these fine folks. The winner this year of that broadcast is the GBCA,
whoa!
The Contractors Association. They win in conjunction with the Philadelphia Carpenters Union and the Carpenter Contractor Trust. They brought in all told 175,164 pounds.
Unbelievable.
Which is perfect because Pierre builds almost everything by hand.
Right. He's such a craftsman. And so he started in contracting. He's going to be with his people.
And the fact that he is going to be with the GBCA, the Philadelphia Carpenters Union, and the Carpenters Contract Trust is huge. So he'll be doing that broadcast.
Guys, when he does do the broadcast, keep him from licking the table saw, please.
Yeah. You may want to tell him that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And in our final spots, this is a $20,000 ad schedule for the first quarter of 2020 on WMMR. Our good friends who we work very, very closely with, the gang at Comcast.
Yeah!
Comcast brought in 170,344 pounds of food.
I mean, you hear these numbers.
I know. They're huge. I thought, it was huge when Campbell's ponied up 150,000. I was like, oh, my God, they are definitely going to they're going to be in the running for this. And look at Comcast coming in with 170,344 pounds. So we're happy and delighted to have them on as partners, not only in commerce, but in charity as well.
On your X1 remote, on the voice thing, say just press the button and say, thank you, Comcast.
There you go. Just do that.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll get the word. And another cool thing that we've done is the past couple of years, we had a randomly selected business or group to get a prize as well. So everybody who enters had a shot at winning a 36-month lease on a Xerox full-color copy print and scan system. It's a $10,000 copier that you will have at the business.
It's basically an office suite of capability.
Yeah, and that's one less expense that you'll have around the offices. It's from Heritage Business Systems, now a Xerox-owned company. And how about this? The winner this year, Marple Newtown High School.
Oh,
isn't awesome. That great?
Oh! Tigers!
Marple Newtown High School. And listen, you don't to win that prize, you don't have to bring in hundreds of thousands. It's everybody who entered as a group or a business, and they brought in the neighborhood of 2,700 pounds of food, and therefore entered them into that, and they have been chosen. So congratulations, Marple Newtown High School. You get this copier. You get the 36-month lease on the Xerox full-color copy print and scan system from Heritage Businesses.
That's tremendous.
Like we said, it's a $10,000 copier. So that's Delco. Home of the Fighting what?
Tigers.
Home of the Fighting Tigers. That's fantastic. So way to go, everybody. Now, on top of all that, each and every day, we had different incentives with some prizes for individual donations. And this is you just as a person or family bringing in, you're not affiliated with a group, and dropping off and entering to win. And we have prizes each day. So Monday, we had the Vinyl of the Month membership for next year from Warner Brothers Records, a portable record player, built-in speakers, a four-pack of Field, seat tickets to see Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy, August 29th. Citizens Bank Park. And our winner there was Chris Schultz. And Chris brought in 6,606 pounds of food. So congratulations.
That's a chunk of food.
On Tuesday, we had $1,000 cash. And I thought this was so cool. 25 seats for you, your family, and friends to an advanced screening of Jumanji The Next Level. Which, by the way, is the screening was yesterday. So these people already knew that they won and they got their tickets. It was the Watson family.
Yeah.
Randy Watson. And the Watson family brought in 1,792 pounds that particular day on Tuesday. On Wednesday, this is a great prize package, a Flyers Ultra lower level Santa sack that included Flyers tickets, Wings tickets, an autographed puck, a gritty ornament, and a mini stick signed by Carter Hart, Claude Giroux, or Travis Konecny. I'm not sure who exactly signed. Maybe they all did. Kathy, our winner, Lisa D'Annunzio. Yeah. You were just talking about her.
I was, and she just sent an email. She said, thank you for thinking of me. It was my 13th year, and I will always be there. I'll see you guys next year.
Aww. I love it. Lisa brought in 3,795 pounds. Amazing. And then and by the way, let me point out, you know, because we were throwing around these 100,000 plus.
Yeah.
And over 500,000 plus totals. Keep in mind that an individual bringing in nearly 4,000 pounds, that's nearly 2 tons of food that they brought in on their own.
And if you look at these amounts, Preston, these individual amounts, they are much larger than what we've seen in years past.
Yep. That is.
So God bless you. Yep.
And then the last day for the incentive, because on Friday we don't have the individual incentives because we're wrapping up, we're getting done, we're getting out of there. Thursday we had a $200 Xfinity Live gift card and a golden ticket to every Xfinity Live event in 2020. Our winner there was John Doherty, who brought in 3,453 pounds of food all on his own. So congratulations, and you certainly have earned that prize. Very cool stuff.
That golden ticket is amazing.
Yeah. Our Camp Out for Hunger Games, by the way, which was sponsored by our tent sponsor, Bimbo Bakeries in USA, that added an additional 10,000 pounds of food. So thank you to Bimbo for sponsoring that and everybody who played the Camp Out for Hunger Games. And just some other numbers to throw out there.
By the way, on the Bimbo thing, Preston, if you walked into that tent, if you saw that tent, that was because of Bimbo.
Absolutely. Campbell's Soup brought in 150,000 pounds.
That's amazing. For their 150th anniversary.
The Porsche Club brought in 136,000 pounds. That's a car club.
They rocked it.
136,000 pounds of food.
You know, there was a car, I think, that had something like 1,100 cans in it or some ridiculous amount jammed into a Porsche.
Yeah. Fred Beans brought in 105,183.
Amazing.
WisFis had a nice straight 100,000 pounds of food.
And they were sponsoring our privilege section.
Yep. Hers, 66,000. White Horse RV, 63,000. KPMG brought in 41,000. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram brought in 40 grand. Freedom Mortgage, 33,000. And I'm rounding these, by the way.
Yeah.
Tyson Foods brought in 33,000 pounds. LaSalle College High School, 11,000.
Wow.
SIG had 9,495. 6Bs brought in 6,049. Lockheed Sikorsky, 6,641, which is cool to have those guys out.
It's amazing.
Wilson's Secret Sauce.
Secret Sauce.
Brought in over 1,000 pounds of food. Zaveda Custom Homes in Bucks County Cabinetry brought in over 4,000, and Associate Arena brought in over 4,000 as well. So,
May I say this, by the way?
Please.
You look at this list, and I think this list, it's probably up, I hope, or it'll go up on the website. All of these companies and these individuals and anybody who has a business or whatever, you know what kind of people they are. You know how much they care about the community. So if you have any business or you need anything they provide, try to give them your business.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
Yep, yep. They definitely like to help out the community, so
yeah,
we can help them out by sending some business their way. So it was huge, 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 huge numbers-wise, and we thank everybody who came out. And hopefully you make it a yearly sojourn down to the sports complex to come and see us.
It's a part of our collective lives. It is every bit a part of the holiday season. There's we thought Preston going to Washington and getting the award on behalf of the city and everything for the camp out, at the NAB was a big thing, and it was. But it transcends it every year. It's in the fabric of what this whole thing is about. It's amazing.
I was going through my list of contacts from the week last night because I wanted to thank everybody that I was personally in contact with. And I realized... the list might be too long. There are so many people that came down. But it reminded me, first of all, go ahead and do it anyway, to thank them. And then just to remind them, come next year. You know, if you missed out on this year, we encourage people year after year, come and see it if you haven't. Because once you've seen it once, you want to come back year after year.
Yeah, the seeing of people giving and donating their time and you know, the volunteers and all the moving parts and everything that's in it is really cool, and bring your kids and let them see stuff like that, I think is awesome. We try to make it as entertaining as possible for you. If you're gonna go out of your way to come down there, then we want you to have fun as well. So if you have any ideas or anything like that, hey, feel free through the year to shoot us some ideas about something you think that would improve it, make it more fun, make it more entertaining, some added little things that we can throw in there. We're open, man. We want to obviously... each year we're like, it can't possibly get bigger than this. Continue to make it bigger if we can. Bigger and better and more fun and more enjoyable and more entertaining. I love to do, like, concerts out there and stuff like that. That'd be fantastic.
Anything like that. And it's only as big, it's only limited by stuff we haven't thought of yet, you know? And when the more the merrier.
Yeah, the only limit is it's a little cooler, and sometimes the weather can be a bit of a mystery, but
we went swimming this year.
We roll with the changes.
Changes. As REO Speedwagon taught us so many years ago.
Dude. You think we get REO Speedwagon to play there next year?
I mean, we have to.
This point, don't you think that might be a distinct possibility?
It was the official theme of 2019. I think it needs to be codified in 2020.
We had actually made arrangements, Steve, that we just ran out of time. Del's Groove was going to perform this. Preston was going to play drums, and I guess they were there on Thursday morning. It just turned into such a crazy morning.
Nick kept handing me notes. He's like, "Can we do it? Can we play it?" And there was too much going on. We couldn't even squeeze that in there. So. And apologies.
All right, REO Speedwagon.
As Steve said, apologies if we didn't get a chance to get around and say thank you in person. And I also want to apologize if for some reason I, like, walk right past you or something like that. Because during the show, we are so hyper-focused on what's going on the air and making sure that all our ducks are in the row that it's like, I'll talk to you in a minute. I got to go do this thing. Blah, blah, blah. And then you take off and run, and then you never see that person again.
But be aware that what we do is after the show, after each broadcast, we come out and we want to say hi and shake hands and take pictures, do the whole deal. That's what we do, and we do that through the rest of the day. And then in the evening, after, obviously, when you imagine most people would be available to come by, in the evening, we're out there in the tent, all of us ready to say hi, take pictures, and do that. So if that's what you're looking forward to doing, you'd want to make that a part of your visit. We're there, and you know where we are if you're looking for us, and please, we'd love to see you.
We call it Camp Out After Dark.
Camp Out After Dark, when the clothes come off.
We've kicked around ideas of, like, you know, a fireworks show.
Yeah.
And,
one for this year, but we couldn't make it happen.
Yeah, I would love to have done that, but, we'll try to continue to make it bigger and better and to keep the giving, you know, as high as possible and keep that going on. So, and thank you.
Quick thing, Preston.
Yeah.
The Twitch broadcast from Nerd Street was, I got a number of people who were watching that and thought it was wild. It was really cool. So they were on Twitch streaming live the camp out in a small screen on their feet. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, all that stuff is stuff that was not here last year. So, to your earlier point, anything you have in mind, let us know.
I feel like we should, at some point or some area of the camp out, I'm going to call it the campus now, we should have a commemorative oil barrel that is always burning to remind us of
that first year.
That first year, the first couple of years to tell
Please
you.
Please remember
truth.
That idea because yeah. I think that's a cool idea.
If we can't do a real one. Maybe we could get one that's like, an eternal flame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and just put one of those electric flames. Yeah.
That's just in the shape of an oil,
sure.
of an oil drum with a little flame coming up from it to remember year number one.
You and I should take a blowtorch and take it to our inner thighs because we literally burned the insides of our thighs sitting around that thing. It was so freaking cold.
2.6 million pounds this year, $200,000. And wow, amazing.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.